The whole inyan of a rain, the whole inyan of the rain, is the rain is like the yichud between the shemayim ha'aretz, the yichud between the gashmi and the ruchni. The yichud between the gashmi and the ruchni is like the yichud of the zocha and the keva, like it says, the zocha ha'revis and the keva, right? Like the haftorah by the Tanis Tzibo, the hirves ha'aretz v'hilida v'tzmicha, v'nasin zera l'zereya v'lechem lo'echel. So the whole yichud, the whole inyan of rain, the rain is a yichud when shemayim ha'aretz is ma'achid, and the ruchni and the gashmi is ma'achid. That's the bechina of rain. That's the bechina of rain. Rain is the bechina of that. That's what we say. The sukkahs makes that yichud. The whole sukkahs we're preparing to make that yichud. That's why the yichud and gashmi and ruchni. The whole inyan, the ikka inyan of sukkahs is the inyan of ma'achad gashmi and ruchni. Why? Because sukkahs is the makom kadosh, and it says teishuva kein tiduri. You got to take all your gashmis into the ruchnis. Teishuva is also lost, and that's why the teishuva kein tiduru. The halacha with the ishra ishtoi, yes to sleep, not to sleep. All these inyanim are inyanim of teshuva kein tidura. In other words, that's the bechina, bring shemayim down to oretz. That's why the sukkah, you got to be able to see the shemayim through the schach. In other words, it's a teshuva kein tidura. You got to take all your gashmis into the sukkah, but at the same time, you got to have space in the schach where you're makusha to shemayim. So that's the whole inyan of sukkah. The whole inyan of sukkah is to make that yichud, to make that yichud. When does the yichud actually occur? The yichud actually occurs in Shmini Atzeres, and that's the day we ask for rain, because that's the bechina in the bria. What we're doing in Adam is the bechina in the bria is the rain to come down. Yosef Tzadik, we know, is the midas hayisod, so he's the ma'achad shemayim v'aretz. So he has to go to places where there's no yichud shemayim v'aretz, and there he has to make the yichud of shemayim v'aretz. No, Mitzrayim, there's no rain. It doesn't rain in Mitzrayim. So therefore, he has to go down to Mitzrayim to bring the hashpah from shemayim down to aretz. So therefore, it has to be a famine, it has to be a roof. In other words, there's no connection, no kesher between shemayim v'aretz. And he has to be the tzinor to bring the bechina of shemayim, to bring the bechina of shemayim v'aretz. That's midas Yosef. So the Yosef is the ma'achid shemayim v'aretz, and he has to go to a mokum where there's no natural ichud shemayim v'aretz, where there's not much rain over there, and there he has to make the migoymer yichud between shemayim v'aretz.
If he does it in a mokum where there is no,
he's the tzinor. So therefore he has to be, every mokum has to have a kesher shemayim v'aretz. The whole vote of Mitzrayim was the ve'otzai asor shemayim. There was no thing, so he was the tzinor. He brought the hashpah down. Where did he bring the hashpah down from? He brought the hashpah down from shemayim. So therefore he had to get that, because that's the tzaddik, that's the midas hayisod. He's a parallel to rain. So when there's no rain, you need a Yosef of tzaddik. His bechina, that's the bechina of tzaddik. That's the bechina of yisoid. Yisoid is ma'achid shemayim ve'ara. So that's his bechina of going down to
Mitzrayim. So you would think rain is good, I guess.
So you're not ready for the yichud yet. The rain and sukkah's pshat is you're not ready for the yichud.
Sukkah's not a yichud.
Sukkah's preparing. I mean, pikabara the ikka yichud of what we're waiting for from Adam Achabachinus, the nukvas ponim b'ponim with the zocha that takes place in Shmini Atzeres. All sukkah's is hachana for Shmini Atzeres. And the Piyari, the whole the bechina zivug, the zivug that from Rosh Hashanah, there was the nesira between Adam and Chava, and then they come upon them. It's ocha ba'ocha, it's back to back bechina. They come upon them. Piyari, it's the whole seida avoda from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, they're upon them. So Shmini Atzeres is the yichud, and Pshas the yichud v'asurin, and Sukkos is preparing. Sukkos is the hachana for the yichud. The whole Sukkos is the hachana for the yichud. Hachana for the yichud is by spending 7 days being ma'achid. So it's Yidua that there's Arba Minim. In Gemara Sukkah it's always called Lulav. Neitlin is a Lulav. It's not just Neitlin Lulav. It's Neitlin all Arba Minim. Always says Neitlin is a Lulav because the Lulav is connected with the Sayyisot. So the whole Sukkah is preparing ourselves for the Yichud. Preparing the Bechinas Yisod, which is a Tzadik, which is Ma'achid Shemayim Ba'aris, Ma'achid everything together in all directions. It's Ma'achid everything together. And that's the bechina of rain. Discuss that. There's a lot of gemaras and tanas about this. So what's the rain? The rain is when the drop comes down and it meets the one coming. That's the bechina of chasam and kala. The whole bechina of rain, and that's why the otzas hashamayim is the worst thing, because it goes. Why is that the midah connected midah? Because we're talking about the shomer lachem peniftel levavchem esaratem vavadtem elhim acher. So that the person was boiger than the rabban shleim. As we know, the znus. Avodah Zara is an aver of znus, right? Avodah Zara is an aver of znus. So ruchni stig is znus because we're married to the Rabbi Shalom. As if a person goes to another chas v'shalom, goes to whatever it's called, lehim acherim. So then it's that's a husband who's boiged in his wife. That's the bechina of znus. So he broke the yichud. If he broke the yichud, so then there's no more yichud. Then matzas hashemayim, and there's no rain because the rain is the yichud from the ruchni to the gashmi. That's why tzaddikim, we always talk about tzaddikim making yichudim. That's the famous verse from the Baal Shem Tov, "Sham alachem benifta levavchem." In other words, if you turn away from your Baal Shem Tov, not talking about Avodah Zarah. But the Baal Shem Tov says, if a yid is mesiach das from the Baal Shem Tov, then it's a b'chein of a satam v'atam him achayim ready. Like the Heilige Chayzim in the Blin, he says he didn't blink without a yichud. The Heilige Tzanzorov put his hand in a fire once because he moved his hand without a yichud. Tzadikim always moedik in Yichudim. Why? Because that's the word. Tzadikim, same tzadikim always moedik in Kedusha. Moedik in a kudah of Kedusha. But tzadikim, you see, always in Yanam of Kedusha and always in Yanam of Yichudim. It's mamish the same thing. A hepach of Kedusha, kilo on a dakistic level of Znus, so that breaks the Yichud. That's the bechin of Znus. Znus breaks the Yichud. Breaks the Yichud v'atzas Hashemayim. So there's no. That's why when you say the word echad in Krishna, you mechaven the zayin with the ches, is mechaven the zayin rakin and the oritz. That's the middle letter of echad, because you got to make the yichud between all the shemayim and the oritz. That's the tachlis. So you start off by shemayim by being miyachid. What are we miyachid? We miyachid the shemayim and oritz together. That's what he's talking about. It's the middle of a tzaddik. So the whole we start off shemayim by saying you got to be miyachid shemayim and oritz. No, so chas v'shalom, because shemayim ha'oretz is that's the yichud between the zochah and the nekeva. Shemayim is the zochah, and the oretz is the nekeva. Oretz is malchus, nukva. Shemayim is the zochah, and making that yichud. That's what we say when we say shemayim yisrael. So mele, therefore we start with shemayim yisrael. Therefore, it's very sensitive. This inyan havishomer lachem and the bechina v'atzas shemayim is very sensitive. That's the yichud. That's the yichud of shemayim.